This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about the School of Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. This episode of Sound and Query features a recent discussion about eggs with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Keep listening to learn about what you should and shouldn't be worried about when using eggs and which marketing claims actually mean something.
I'm Jim Cronister. I work for Illinois Department of Agriculture, Egg Division, and I'm an egg inspector and I primarily handle the Chicagoland area.
And I'm Dr. Ray Hankus. I'm the Division Manager for Food Safety and Animal Protection, which means that the egg program and egg production in the state is under my umbrella of programs.
What are some of the dangers of eggs that people either should or shouldn't be worried about?
There's a fallacy going on right now that people don't want to wash their eggs, or they believe that for some reason if washing the eggs removes a protective layer on the egg or it might push bacteria inside the egg. That's a fallacy. That's a lie. That protector layer that they're worried about is actually called a cuticle, and it's only on the egg for a little bit once it's laid. It'll generally dry and fall off on its own after about 2 hours. So highly recommend washing your eggs, because if the bird has salmonella, it's going to be in the feces of the bird that's on the egg. And if you touch that, you get on your hand and then you touch your spatula and you touch your pan, now you've contaminated your entire kitchen, and anybody who comes into your house now has the opportunity to get salmonella, even though you've cooked your egg. That's one of the big things going on right now.
One of the things that we'd like to visit a little bit about is the high pathogenic avian influenza, which cannot be passed on to people in any way, or especially through eggs. Again, that's another fallacy that is going around, that gosh, we don't want to eat eggs because there's this bird flu going around. It's a virus that is primarily thought to be spread through migrating birds, and it has been really devastating to certain aspects of the poultry industry, particularly the turkey farmers in Minnesota and the egg producers in Iowa. There have been about 50 million birds lost to this disease, but there have not been any new cases in the United States since the 15th of June, and we continue to monitor it. We've been very, very fortunate that there have not been any detected cases in the state of Illinois.
And what you're telling me is, as long as we wash our eggs and we cook them properly, then there should be no fear about eating eggs or egg products.
That is correct. Should have no fear of eating eggs. Eggs are good for you.
So they don't make your cholesterol skyrocket?
No, they don't. Actually, the majority of the cholesterol inside an egg is actually good cholesterol for you. An egg is what they call the perfect food. It has every vitamin and mineral that your body needs, except for one, which is vitamin C. If you're pregnant, there's a mineral in there called choline that's important to the fetus's growth. An egg is, I eat two every day and I'm kicking, my cholesterol is good. I highly recommend it.
Okay, my mom will be glad to hear that. She's been rolling her eyes every single time someone said, don't eat too many eggs.
And actually, the health folks, the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, several of the groups that had said eggs were bad for you have reduced or have reversed their wording on that. And now that eggs are not considered, quote, bad for you anymore. So unless you're on some sort of a very, very restricted diet, as Jim says, eggs are good for you. They're the perfect protein.
This is just a curiosity question. Is there any difference between maybe farm fresh eggs that you pick up from the grocery store or buy from your next door neighbor and what you might find in your own grocery store?
As far as nutrient-wise goes, no, there's no difference nutrient-wise. There is some eggs out there that are called that claim to have lower cholesterol or more vitamins or more minerals or more omega-3. Those are actually scientifically proven to have those, and they manipulate the feed of the bird to make sure that the eggs have what they say they have. But to get the egg from your friend next door, to get them from the grocery store, it's going to be nutritionally value-wise the exact same. Actually, eggs in the grocery store nowadays, from the time that they're laid, that they're usually in the store within a week. That includes processing and transportation and distribution. Usually nowadays in the large farms, eggs are inside of a carton from the time they're laid within 8 to 10 hours. So the eggs in the stores are very fresh, even though they might be labeled grade A. They are actually higher quality usually. So, but hey, I also get to, if you got a friend with eggs, support them and get their eggs too.
Something else that we'd like to point out is that an egg is an egg is an egg. The brown egg and the white egg are exactly the same nutritionally. The difference in the brown egg and the white egg is the breed of chicken that the egg came from.
So why do you think some people are so sold on the brown egg?
Actually, if you go to the New England states, they predominantly like brown eggs, and they believe in the reason they do is because the breeds of birds, Rhode Island Red, is a local bird. So they believe that if it's brown, it's a locally raised bird, and it's a local egg, so it's a fresher egg. Now, in the Midwest and the South and the rest of the country, we predominantly use white eggs. And the reason we use white eggs is because it costs less to feed a white bird than it does the brown bird. Brown birds are bigger, so your production is cost or less, so then we can offer a cheaper egg but still have the same amount of everything else in it. Then as they started to come along with organic, they started pushing and using brown birds. So their marketing is, if it's brown, it's organic, it's cage free, it's whatever it might be. But whether it's cage free, organic, whatever it might be, it's still an egg and it still has the same nutrient value. Another thing that you'll see on the labeling is antibiotic free, hormone free. We don't give chickens antibiotics or layers. Generally, if a bird becomes sick, it will either lay an egg that's so deformed that you can't use it, or it'll stop laying, or we call it from the flock. It's illegal to give chickens hormones, has been since the 80s. So every bird, every egg that you get, whether it says it or not, it's antibiotic free and hormone free.
So we need to take all of these marketing schemes with a grain of salt when we're buying our food. Anything else you'd like to add?
Buy Illinois eggs.
Okay, will do. Thanks so much for meeting with me. It's been a pleasure.
It's our pleasure, and remember, the Illinois Department of Ag is here to help provide a very safe food supply.
Okay, everyone, you heard them. Buy Illinois eggs, and don't be afraid to eat them. This is the last of our Farm Progress Show series, but we'll be back soon with interesting content from the School of Medicine. If there's someone or something you'd like to hear on Sound and Query, let us know by emailing the library at reference@siumed.edu. Thanks for listening to Sound and Query. For more information about the library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.siumed.edu/lib.